This is the Torah. Torah 101 Daily. As we continue in the portion or the parasha called Vayikra, the book of Leviticus, also known as the book of Vayikra, continuing in chapter 2, verse 7, if your offering is a grain offering cooked in a pot, it is to consist of fine flour with olive oil. So we've seen in these free will offerings, they've gone from the contribution of the wealthy, where a young male lamb without blemish was given, to a pair of birds, to grain offerings, now a grain offering made in a pot. So it is consecutively going down in human value. But I will add that it seems to be going up in God's estimation of value. The poor are given opportunity here to offer free will offerings with even the most basic ingredients. Not only are the rich given access, but the poor and the poorest of the poor are given equal access before the throne of God. So again, a grain offering, it's to be made with olive oil. There's much to be said about the symbolism of the olive oil. From the Midrash, the use of oil is commanded in order that a man should not say, I shall go and do unseemly things, improper things, and I shall bring a meal offering on a griddle, and I shall be beloved of the All Presence. The Holy One, blessed be He, says to him, my son, why hast thou not mingled your doings with words of the Torah? For oil symbolizes the Torah, and oil likewise symbolizes good deeds. So not just saying, but doing. This is a common theme that we see continually in the life and teachings of Yeshua, our Messiah. The 10 bridesmaids, they all had lamps, but the wise ones, which speaks of people who were doing what was required, doing, obeying, following the commandments of God, they had oil in their lamps. But there were five who were foolish, it says, that only had the outward appearance but weren't really living it. They had no oil. So here the oil symbolizes a person who is living it, even though they may be quite poor. They are doing what they should be doing before God, walking in obedience. Verse 8, you are to bring the grain offering prepared in any of these ways to Adonai. It is to be presented to the Kohen, priest. He is to bring it to the altar. Why does it say he brings it to the altar? It seems to be implying that the priest might be reticent. He may not be that motivated to bring such a meager offering. To show favoritism, he might be tempted to the rich man rather than the poor man's simple offering. The Midrash speaks about this. It says, once a woman brought a handful of fine flour, and the priest despised her, saying, see what she offers. What is there in this to eat? What is there in this to offer up? It was shown to him in a dream. Do not despise her. It is regarded as if she had sacrificed her own life. This parable is echoed in the teaching of Yeshua when he saw the poor woman drop just a few coins into the treasury box when everyone else was giving out of their abundance, the wealthy. But she gave all that she had, and he marveled that she had given basically her whole life. The offerings of the poor, not showing favoritism to the wealthy, themes that run throughout the scriptures but are rooted here in the Torah. Verse 9, the Kohen is to remove the reminder portion of the grain offering and make it go up in smoke on the altar as an offering made by fire, a fragrant aroma for Adonai. He loves to see the poor giving of all they have. It's something that smells good to him. Verse 10, but the rest of the grain offering will belong to Aaron and his sons. It is an especially holy part of the offerings for Adonai made by fire. Notice, an especially holy part. How the poor are to be cared for and acknowledged and appreciated. Verse 11, again we read, no grain offering that you bring to Adonai is to be made with leaven, because you are not to cause any leaven or honey to go up in smoke as an offering made by fire to Adonai. As an offering of first fruits, you may bring these to Adonai, but they are not to be brought up onto the altar to make a fragrant aroma. No leaven, no honey. Leaven was a type and a picture of man's sin, being puffed up. Honey also being an attitude of, well, I'm deserving of this. I'm sweet before God. I'm a good person. No, none of those things were there, not being puffed up, not sweetening your image. Just bare bones. Here I am, plain. Nothing of my own merit do I have to offer. It goes on in verse 13, you are to season every grain offering of yours with salt. Do not omit from your grain offering the salt of the covenant with your God, but offer salt with all your offerings. Salt here is spoken of in a symbolic way, that the salt of the covenant. Salt was used as a preserving agent in food before the days of refrigeration. It was the best way to preserve meat. So the salt symbolizes the permanence, that it makes things last. The permanence of the covenant, the arrangement that God had made with his people. Salt is a reminder. Every week on Shabbat, we take of the challah bread and we dip it in salt and pass it around, reminding us of this action that we read about in Leviticus, the salting of the covenant, the permanence of it. Verse 14, if you bring a grain offering of first fruits to Adonai, you are to bring as the grain offering from your first fruits kernels of grain from fresh ears, dry roasted with fire. Again, giving of your best. Put olive oil on it and lay frankincense on it. It is a grain offering. The Kohen is to cause the reminder portion of it, its grits and olive oil with all its frankincense, to go up in smoke. It is an offering made by fire for Adonai. Reminder that this is why I am giving this. It goes up before God and it goes up in smoke. My sin is atoned for, not to be seen again, up in smoke. Torah 101 Daily.